of Seriously, a podcast. So I'm your host, Sim, and today there's a really, really exciting topic. We're going to be talking about open relationships. So before we get started into the episode, I just want to let you guys know that there's a Seriously Instagram as well. It's Seriously Official, S-R-S-L-Y Official. And in the link tree in the bio, there's a link to all the socials, like the YouTube, the TikTok. So just give it a follow if you don't mind. There's also a Ko-fi, if you want to donate some money to me so that I can continue to make content for you guys. If not, with that, I hope you guys really enjoy today's episode, and let's get started. Okay, so today I'm joined with
Cash. Hi.
Yeah. You want to like give some rundown about yourself, like your name, your age, a fun fact about yourself, what you're doing now.
Okay, I'm Cash. I'm 23 years old. Right now, I'm working full time. Next year, I'm going to be starting part time uni.
Mm-hmm.
Then I like to rock climb. Very basic, very Singaporean.
Okay, cool. So, as I mentioned, today we're going to be talking about open relationships. Why don't we start with like, what is an open relationship to you?
I think it's a mutual understanding that, it's like a relationship where you get to see other people or sleep with other people, but not have any emotional connections to other people.
So like you're dating just one person, then can see
emotionally other people. You're tagged to one person, and then like physically you can be around.
Okay, yeah, I think cause like when I was like preparing for this episode, right, a lot of people have this misconception that open relationship means that you can like date a lot of people. But I think that like we discussed that there's like polyamory, so it's like a little bit different. So so you mentioned to me that you've been in an open relationship twice, right?
Yeah.
So do you wanna like share about like those two experiences, like how? Like both of them when?
Well, the first one was because everyone was on Tinder before at a point of their life when, I mean, your first boyfriend and girlfriend breaks up with you.
Mm.
And you just go down that rabbit hole where you made for the streets.
Mm.
So I was there for a while. And I met a couple of people. Then I met this girl. So we met for a while, but we clicked very well. Like, first few nights, I would like Skype her every day and stuff like that. And then I would actually see her parents and dad and mom walk into the room and walk out.
So we have on like the Skype calls, like.
Yeah. Okay. Not Skype calls, sorry, Discord.
Discord,
yeah.
Okay.
They have like slight conversations with her mom and her dad, and then they always ask who's this guy. So it was like friend, and then became boyfriend.
Okay.
So we were in a relationship.
Okay.
And it was normal. It's like and go out on dates, come over, see my family, see her family.
Yeah.
Then after a while, because moving back to the part where like both of us were freshly out of a relationship.
Yeah.
So we still felt like we were very scared to go out there again to give up everything.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of dangerous, especially if you don't know the person. Mm-hmm. You might get betrayed and stuff like that. Anyway, we were just doing that for a while,
mm-hmm.
and then we got really scared. So we made an effort, right, to always remind ourselves. You have these two rules. The first one is don't fall in love with me.
Oh and wait, second, so even though you are dating, you cannot fall in love with each other.
Don't fall in love with me. And the second one is I'll break your heart. So you keep saying these two things to each other.
Wait, I'm so confused. Yeah. So was that like how the discussion led into like the open relationship discussion?
No, yeah, no. Because like we were too afraid to get into a relationship.
Mm, okay.
But we were in a relationship, yes. But we didn't want to be committed.
Okay, okay.
Like fully committed, like see our future and stuff. Because we don't want to be exposed.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then as we grow like slowly, and then we're still on dating apps.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I don't know how it was, but she was looking at us, she was seeing other people, I was seeing other people also, like meeting for coffee and anything, but we don't make out with them, at least to my knowledge, maybe played out, but yeah.
Okay.
We don't make out with them, we don't go out and like fuck around and everything.
Okay.
It's just between us first.
Okay.
And then we did that for a while until it got really, really out of control.
So you mentioned at the start was okay. So basically the terms was that y'all are the main one, but y'all can see
other people,
but like y'all not gonna make out or fuck them lah.
No, it was like a relationship first, and then afterwards, after a while, we wanted to like go out of it because we're still on dating, we're still meeting people.
Okay.
And then like we started having feelings for other people, and then we'll talk about it to each other. And then it was like we were suppressing our feelings, and since we're not even in a proper relationship, like we cannot be 100% committed to this person because you want to live your life for you.
Okay.
So if you have these emotions, these needs that you have in the back of your head that you want to fulfill.
Okay.
So we often get, for her and I, we got selfish.
Oh, okay.
So we just made an agreement, like sometimes I feel this way about this person, sometimes I feel this way about that person.
Okay.
Can we do that? But we always tell each other the truth.
Okay.
So fundamental to this ship, whatever ship is, being honest with each other.
Yeah.
You can do whatever the hell you want if you're honest with the person. Then yeah, it's okay.
Okay. So then why do you say that like things got bad when y'all were like still okay, so you mentioned that y'all did like other people also lah.
Yeah.
Then after that but y'all were still honest. So like how did things start to get bad?
Well, not like as in like the person for the personalities, like physically attracted to
oh,
the person.
Okay, okay, okay.
So yeah, then we do stuff with them. But we always tell our partner.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that we did this or we're going to see this person. Okay. Then we always come back at night to sleep each other
okay.
overnight. Sometimes they sleep over the other place
okay.
or I sleep over another girl's house.
Okay.
It can be very painful. So this is the part where it started to crumble and break.
Okay.
So some nights we'd go out and meet other people and like have hookups and stuff. And some of the people that we meet have like houses or you know rooms that are available 24/7. Their parents won't be there and stuff like that. So we are able to stay in their houses to sleep. So oftentimes when we do that, right, the other partner, so let's say if I sleep over at somebody, some girl's house, she'll feel really sad
mm-hmm.
and it like kind of breaks her.
Okay, that makes sense.
And it was okay and we were both suppressing it for a while. After a while, one person started becoming annoying because like when you're on alcohol, like you're alone, lonely, you start drinking. Then we started calling each other a lot very often when we were with somebody else, so we didn't let each other enjoy things. So that's when we realized that it's not going to work out.
Okay.
Because you have to look after other people's needs.
Okay. So when y'all like ended things, like how long in was that? Like how long did the first open relationship experience last?
6 months.
6 months. Okay. Then how do y'all like end things? Like do y'all just like meet to have like a conversation about like, you know, so I know you're hurting and it's very difficult for me to like also, because I'm accountable to other people, I'm accountable to myself. Was it like kind of like that?
So like both of us thought that we were very mature for our age. It's
okay.
Complete nonsense.
Okay.
So it's complete utter rubbish.
I did not see that coming. I was gonna be like, okay, mature.
So okay. Rubbish. Yeah, no. Okay. Then she called me immature. I called her immature.
Oh, no.
And then we were so high up on that pedestal that we never contacted each other.
Oh wow.
It was so bad.
So you say it was like a bad ending.
It was very bad. No, actually, then we contacted after a while actually, you know.
Oh really?
Like a month after
okay.
She drunk called me.
Wow.
On Discord, yeah.
Okay.
And then we caught up for a bit. And then we were never going to go back there again.
No, okay.
And I don't know about her, but I'm in my second one right now.
Okay, wait, I have a lot of questions first. So I think even the listeners, right, I'm pretty sure like from hearing your experience, right, I'll try to formulate the questions because I also asked on the Instagram. So if you guys haven't followed the Instagram yet, I'm asking questions there to like involve you guys to go follow Seriously Official. But yeah, so I ask people questions, right, and like from your first experience, it sounds like, so a lot of people, their question is like the jealousy thing, right?
Yeah.
So like we can get into that later, but like because there was like your first experience, sounds like there's a lot of ups and downs in a sense, and like so why do you get into like a second one then?
Oh okay, this one you see, love is blind and
okay.
You can't love unless you fully expose yourself to the person.
Okay.
So that's what I did, because I met this girl and I really 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 like her.
Okay.
But she has a different plan in life.
Oh.
And I don't want to be that guy that keeps her from moving away.
Okay.
Or keeps her from, like, you know, reaching her dreams and stuff. Yeah.
So maybe before, like, we discuss all the other stuff, you want to share your second experience first?
Sure. Okay, so this girl actually, like, is a friend of mine.
Okay.
Not really. My friend's friend. My best friend's really close friend in the past. They used to hang out a lot. But the thing is, her clique and my clique, they don't actually want to, like, mix around. Like, they didn't introduce us to each other. And this was going on for 3 years. So we go to clubs, right? I'll club with my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'll club with Eng the whole night. And then he'll leave me to be with the girl and her clique. But he'll not bring me along because he don't want to see me. He don't want me to see her for some reason. Because we behaved in a similar manner.
Okay.
And I think he just doesn't want us to sleep together.
Okay.
And he low-key does not like her for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so when we finally met, right, it's at the bar. Oh, she looked at me and I looked at her and it's like, you're familiar? I was like, yeah. Aren't you Eng's best friend? And I was like, yeah, yeah. Then from there, we started like talking and realized that we had a lot of mutual friends together. And it was quite fun actually. It was like looking in a mirror.
Okay.
The night was very like magical. Like she made me laugh at every conversation and everything that she liked. Even though we have different tastes and different interests, it just clicked very well.
Okay.
Yeah, so she has like dreams to move to Canada to do like a film stuff.
Okay.
I was brought up with the engineering background, so I'm going to do a bit more here before I move out. Mm-hmm. So it's two separate paths, but we always tell each other that maybe in the future, we might meet up. Yeah. So yeah, we like each other, but we don't stop each other from like experiencing other people because we have the two rules again.
Okay.
So I'm starting to think these rules are made by me. So
okay.
Please don't love me, I will hurt you.
Okay.
Yeah, these are two things.
But like, okay, from this one, right, it does sound like it kind of works for her. So because you said like she doesn't want to get help back also, and you also don't want to hold her back, right? So in a sense, because like you are not in a super committal relationship, it's like less intense in a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we get to enjoy each other. So she meets my family a lot. My family thinks she's my girlfriend. But okay. I refer to her as the friend. My father does not like that.
Okay.
So if you're going to bring your friend to dinner, I'm not coming.
Oh no.
No, that was last week, yeah. It's like, make her a girlfriend or not. Don't play around. That's like, you don't understand, pa. This is the new generation kind of dating game.
Okay.
And it's just like, okay. Then just, whatever. I'll meet her family, same thing.
So how did it go for that one? So y'all are still each other's main number one, right? So for that one, right, were y'all allowed to make out, sleep with other people, or like just...
Yes.
Okay.
So she was allowed to sleep with other people, I was allowed to sleep with other people. So okay. We did that at the start.
Okay.
But right now, it's getting less and less. I do it sometimes from here and there, but like she does not.
Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, we are okay with each other doing it. It's a lot better than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember the first two rules, don't love me, I'll hurt you. We really made it clear.
Okay.
So every time we got a bit too close, right, we'll try to separate.
Like set boundaries, emotional boundaries. Okay. I think it's very similar to like a FWB in a sense. Because like FWB also, like there's that fear that a lot of people have, like y'all catch feels that can ruin everything, like in a sense, like ruin like the good thing that y'all have each other. I put good in like air quotes lah.
Yeah,
but in a sense it's like that,
perceived good.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that, but we experienced the whole relationship thing. She come out with my family,
I go out
with her family.
So y'all actually, like even for the first one, y'all still meet each other's family, y'all still go on dates and stuff.
Yeah,
so it is normal to like the outside perspective. It's just that it's a little bit different because you are not exclusive lah. That's just simply put. Okay.
One thing became a bit harder though is bringing girls into my home.
Oh, or yes, she bringing guys there.
Yeah. So it's just export now, no import.
So do you have to like sneak in the girls to your house?
I try not to because if my parents wake up, then it'll be a huge mess. Because my sister and my cousin who lives with me right now, they actually love her.
That's hard.
Yeah, they actually love her a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you guys have heard about like the two experiences. They sound very different to me lah. Like the first one sounds a bit like, maybe because it's the first time, sounds a bit like there was more downs than ups. The second one, you're still currently in it probably because things are going okay for you in a sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so jealousy. You can just decide like how you want to share it. It doesn't need to be limited to like a certain like first experience, second experience. But a lot of people like, are very, very curious. So with open relationships, there's always that fear of like you'll get jealous if your partner suddenly like someone else too much or does too many things or vice versa, right? So like, how do you deal with that?
First of all, if you're in an open relationship and you see you've never gotten jealous, you're a liar, because it happens.
I mean, yeah, human nature.
Yeah, if you love a person, then obviously you get mad or you get a bit distressed when the person is like giving attention to somebody else.
Yeah, of course.
Like potentially moving away from you.
Yeah.
And might leave an empty spot in your heart. So yeah. Yeah, jealousy is there, don't worry, have my fair share, but it's not like the first one. Did I tell you actually, we got jealous to a point where we started making each other jealous by doing like things that would hurt us.
Oh.
So it was very, very petty.
Okay.
Like I said, we thought we were very mature.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, okay, so I ask you first, so from your perspective, like how do you deal when you get jealous?
When I get jealous, okay, wow. Here's the thing, I'm a very religious guy.
Okay.
And like, if you look at everything in totem, right, it's not very good on my record. But yeah, no, I always look for God.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. So usually like when you like turn to God and everything, then it will just help you to like kind of like dampen the feelings in a sense.
I always tell myself, you wanted this, this is what you got yourself into.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no you have to take the downs when you go.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just have happy times all the time.
Like, know what you're getting yourself into lah. Okay.
Yeah.
Then how do you deal with it when they get jealous and they tell you?
Oh. Two rules.
Again, okay, so you just repeat the tools again. To do. Okay.
You have no right to impose your needs onto me. I have no right to impose my needs onto you.
Okay.
We are two separate people. If you have the need to do something else that makes you more happy, do it. Your priority is your own happiness. Just be selfish because we're not married. Mm. We don't rely on each other yet.
Okay. So I take it that like from whatever you're telling me, you're always very, very transparent lah with them.
Yeah.
And y'all also have terms and conditions in a sense where like y'all know exactly what y'all got yourself into. So if there's any miscommunication, like that technically shouldn't be lah, because y'all already like try your best to be honest and communicate. So like, I mean, okay, to those people listening, I hope that kind of clarifies it, because I think the jealousy thing, like Keisha said, is kind of unavoidable, and I guess it's like how you cope with it, and you should know what you're getting yourself into. But also there's like the good things are like what you said, like there's less commitment, there's like more freedom, less accountability, less chance to get hurt also, in a sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Okay, so how do your friends react? Because you told me you told your friends, right, that you're actually in an open relationship. So like, how do they react?
Okay with it, actually.
Okay.
They all, most of them tell me like, you know, it's not gonna work out and stuff. Right? I don't have to listen to people who have never tried that before.
Okay.
Yeah. From my experience, it's kind of good and bad.
Yeah, there's like pros and cons lah.
You can work on it.
I mean, will you say, right, that actually, like, you also come in with the mindset knowing, yeah, you know it's not going to last forever anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So technically, even though your friends say it's not going to last, but you know it's also not going to last. But, yeah. Okay.
I feel in the future, though, like, humans will do this more often.
Like, be more,
yeah,
like
can share
into
people,
open relationships.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've had this discussion with my friends before, like, because as like the listeners know, or if you're new and you don't know, I've been in a 4-year relationship and we're in an exclusive relationship. So for me, right, like, I would like to think that I'm very open-minded and I'll be okay with open relationships, because I feel like it takes the pressure off the girl sometimes, where like, you know, if you're like, let's say you have like a dry spell period or you're like, going through something and you're not really like sexually available, then I feel like if your partner has the option, like if you allow it and your partner has the option to like go fuck with other people, right, it takes the pressure off of you to like meet their needs in a sense.
You actually gave him a free pass?
No, as in like we had a discussion about it. Like just to talk about it, but he's not comfortable with it. Yeah, so
you were willing to give him a free pass?
In a sense, I was trying to be open-minded about it, because it's like like I said, like communication is key, right? So yeah. I think you and your partner need to just kind of talk what you guys are comfortable with. So for me, I respect him a lot that he's not comfortable with that. He's a very like monogamy. Like he needs to be in love if he wants to like fuck someone, which I respect.
That's
so
nice.
Like to me, even though I think that I might be okay with it, but if my partner is not, then I'll be okay with like respecting their boundaries. But like we've had a conversation like, where I'm just like curious, you know, like in case something happens kind of thing, like preparing for like a future event. So I give him like a hypothetical situation. So like let's say one day if I'm like that, will you be okay if like I let you like do this and I do that? And he's like, oh no lah. So we've had that conversation, but I have also talked to my friends about it, and like some of my friends are very open-minded about it also. So I think there's like less stigma, at least in my circle of friends. Like if I ever did it, I would hope that people don't shame me for it or like call me a slut or whatever, because it's like, I mean, it's my life, and if I'm like being safe and I know what I'm getting myself into, then I feel like you should just let me make my own choices kind of thing.
You know what you're getting into?
I also don't know. I've been at FWB before. There's like another episode on that if you guys want to check it out. But I shared my experience being at FWB. But yeah, that was like, that was hard because I did catch feelings. And that was my current boyfriend. So we were FWBs for a period of time. We thought that could work, but it didn't work. But I'm drifting off. So
who knows? You might get into an open relationship next.
Maybe. Who knows? Okay. So my next question, right, and what some questions people have is why choose an open relationship over an exclusive one?
I think it's more attractive to young people who are very, you know, wide-eyed. Like, they have ambition, drive, and they can't give everything up, like, to be in a relationship with somebody. They can't, like, you know, sacrifice their needs for somebody else at such a young age. I feel like everyone has this dream where they meet somebody and then like they like the person, and then they have to see them go because of your career or your how you are or your background and stuff like that.
I kind of agree with that. Yeah.
And after a few years, you work on yourself, you get better, who knows, you get smarter, improve your financial situation, and you see her again at a different place, then who knows, maybe it'll be a lot better. It's like you and the operator self. You want to see yourself, your best possible self. That's how it is. That's how I feel it is.
So that's why you choose an open relationship over an exclusive one?
Yeah.
But okay, so for you, right? Like, this is just for you, lah. Do you prefer, like, open relationships over exclusive ones?
As of now? Yeah. Honestly, okay. Yes. I would never go in a relationship again. It's not nice.
So in your exclusive relationships, like, do you feel like tied down in a sense, and like tied whatever down. You just mentioned, like,
yeah.
Stuff like, you know, if you want to grow or if things pull you apart, then it gets really difficult.
It can't be selfish, you know, in an actual relationship.
Okay.
You can't have those two rules, like, don't love me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
My rules, like, my life, your life is not our life.
I wanted to do like a pros and cons thing, but I feel like we kind of have been talking about like the pros and cons of like exclusive versus open relationship.
Yeah.
But okay, I guess I will share like the exclusive relationship perspective. I feel like the pros for me is maybe like I don't have to share someone, so I don't have to deal with like those jealousy issues or like there's definitely obviously like everything I do I have to put someone else's needs at the same as mine in a sense, because like we're dating, so like I can't just be like, oh fuck my boyfriend, I'm gonna do what I want kind of thing. Like I always have to make sure that we talk things out and that I'm not hurting him with my actions and my words. But also like I get a lot more emotional support throughout phases in my life because like we are very very close.
That's true. And
so maybe that's why I feel like there's definitely pros to exclusive relationships as well that you might not get from an open relationship. But I feel like people shouldn't judge either or lah, like whether you choose to be in an open relationship. Like you said, maybe like with the future generations, it'll be like more common.
Yeah.
I'm really seeing it. Do you know anybody else who is in an open relationship?
I've heard a couple.
Okay.
I know one girl who's with a guy and a girl at the same time.
Okay.
I don't even know how that works.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I mean, if it works for them.
It works for them, who are we to judge?
Yup. Okay. Another question that people have is how do you get in one? So like for you, I think it came pretty naturally, right? Like how you guys brought up the conversations kind of because both you guys were in the same mindset in a sense.
Yeah.
So like, do you have any advice for people who are like, how do you get in one?
Well, don't go looking for love, okay? It will come find you. It's like the simplest advice. Don't go. You only find shitty people and shitty relationships. You go looking for love.
Okay. Actually, I have a question for you that I did ask you previously, but I feel like, and then you were like, oh, this is very deep. But do you feel like there's a reason why, like a deeper reason why you don't want to be like in open relationships? Like maybe because like your fear of something or like some trauma in the past that makes you like afraid of being in an exclusive relationship?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Like trauma from relationship, like you don't trust the person fully, because there have been times in my life where I trust the person fully.
Yeah.
And I find out that they betrayed me.
Like you got cheated on?
Cheated on, yeah, okay. I got cheated on. It was quite bad. He would call me in the middle of the night and say, is your girlfriend with you? It's like, yeah. I slept with her yesterday night, you bitch. You know, what the fuck? I'm not a cuck, bro. What the hell?
Wait, what? Okay,
yeah,
so the guy...
so mean.
So the guy that cheated, your ex-girlfriend cheated on you with, would like call you and like taunt you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fucked up.
Who does that? It's trauma.
Okay, that's really... Okay, I understand now.
Oh, he has this sick mentality where he would like if he's doing something with somebody else's girlfriend, he feels a lot like bigger and stuff. So basically, we broke up because she cheated on me.
Yeah.
I still had to go to Christmas with my family. So
okay.
I stayed the night for 2 days. And during those 2 nights, right, he called me that night and taunted me.
Okay. So that
I had to hug her after she cheated on me. And we had no affection for each other.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. And we were sleeping beside our cousins the whole night. So.
Oh my gosh.
So when you talk about pain, that's
okay.
Pain.
No, I understand now. I think it's like... I mean, it's very brave of you to share all of that, like your trauma. So, but I mean, in a sense, it does make sense also, like, because, you know, you got cheated on and then, like, the taunting and all that stuff. So maybe that, do you think that it, like, contributed?
I'm not ready to let go. That makes sense. Like, too afraid to go out there.
Like
fully.
Afraid of commitment or, like, afraid to get hurt or...
Afraid of commitment.
Okay.
But I think I'll get there soon.
Okay.
Yeah. See the light. It's very nice.
Oh, also right, like previously you mentioned also, like when you said actually with your current one, is it your current one or your previous one? But like some of the friends, her friends weren't okay with it, and you also like got calls being like, hey, why are you like not dating her properly?
Oh yeah. So this is the second relationship. Like
we were in the one you're currently in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Open relationship, all her friends know. Best friend was super mad at me.
Okay.
Yeah, his boyfriend basically called me out. Like, said, why aren't you dating her? Why are you guys not getting together? Mm. And I think you should like stop toying with her, stop playing with her feelings. Mm. And I just felt really bad. So at that point of time, it was like 1 month into this whole agreement, I told her that I don't do it anymore. And she got super mad at him. Because he was imposing her, basically.
Like, deciding things for her.
Yeah, like, okay. It's not right. He's like, who are you to decide? Like, you have a special arrangement. It's not very nice to see also in public, like, you know, your girl, like this girl, your friend, this guy treats her really badly, but doesn't know that it's the other way around, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's like all the questions that I have that I've also gathered from like people who asked. There was some stuff about like marriage, but like we can't talk about that. Hopefully next time I can find like a profile to like talk about that, but do you have any other things that you want to share about like your experience? Do you have any advice to give to people who are like maybe looking to get into one?
Well, my two cents is do whatever makes you happy. Don't care what people say. Yeah. And be open to new experiences. If you're not open to new experiences, you'll never know how it makes you feel. Mm. Or how alive it makes you feel.
Mm.
Don't stay in Singapore, do the 9-to-5, mm. HDB, the condo, like everyone else. Make your own life.
Mm.
Make your own decisions.
Okay. So I guess let me wrap it up first. So for every episode, like I try my best to cover both sides lah, of course, because every person is entitled to their own opinion in a sense. Whether mm-hmm. you wanna like be the traditional way or like the new way, like whatever lah. Whichever way fits you, then fits you lah.
Yeah.
So I guess for the people listening, I hope that like at least this episode brought you like a new perspective, like a new insight into like how open relationships work. But of course, this is only from like Keisha's perspective lah. Like every open relationship experience would definitely be different in its own way.
Disclaimer
lah, yeah. So like don't just expect like, oh, so his is like that, then mine also be like that, that kind of thing. Like no. And I hope that you guys don't judge people who might have a different opinion from you. Like, you just don't have to do it, lah. But don't make them feel bad for their life choices and, like, vice versa, I guess. And be safe, obviously. Communicate openly, like, everything he said just now throughout the episode. Like, communicate effectively. Set your terms and conditions from the start. If things are getting bad, then maybe, you know, talk about whether you should end it or whatever. And
honesty.
Honesty.
The most important thing.
Honesty is the best policy. That's the... Yeah. Go and take one quote out of this whole episode. It's honesty is the best policy. Okay, so let me know if there's anything else that we didn't cover that you still want me to cover. If you want me to do like another episode, then let me know. Yeah, if you have any questions, drop me a DM at on the Instagram at seriouslyofficial. And I really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. And yeah, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
And I'll see you guys. Yeah, I'm so glad you had fun. Okay, so I'll see you guys on the next episode, and I hope you guys have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.